Good evening, everyone, and welcome to St. James Westminster. My name is Steve Hollowitz. I'm the music director here at St. James. And thank you so much for coming out this evening to hear a wonderful organ recital featuring the glorious instrument that is in our church here. Does anyone else require a program? They were on the music stands as you come in. Everybody's got a program as well. There are some little flyers here outlining some of the upcoming concerts here at St. James. Both Brass Roots and London Pro Musica use this as a rehearsal and performance venue. So those concerts, which are ticketed, are outlined here. But also many of the concerts are by donation, as is tonight. So very importantly, we have the lovely gold plates at either entrance. And if you feel so moved to offer a donation, the majority of that is going to the performer tonight, to Valerie. We thank you for your support and generosity and know that you're going to have a great evening here tonight. So Valerie Hall hails from Regina. Our current rector, Michael Bruce, knows her from his stint in Regina, and we have two varying stories on how they met. Michael seems to recall that he had to audition for the Schola Choir, the Renaissance Choir that she was conducting in Regina. But Valerie maintains that she knew you well before that, Michael, that you were already a fine singer and did not need to audition to be part of that group. So future scholars will delve into that issue, and at some point we'll find out the true story of the musical escapades in Regina in the early 2010s. But Michael and Valerie are friends, and it was a great opportunity when Valerie was on her way to Montreal for the Canadian International Organ Competition, and she thought she'd stop and visit, have a few drinks and a nice hot meal there with Michael and Heather. And so this evening came up to have a recital. And as you can see, it's a fabulous program with all of the greatest hits of pipe organ repertoire, so it'll be very, very exciting. So without further ado, a very warm London, Ontario welcome for Ms. Valerie Hall.
Thank you. Well, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here. Many thanks to St. James Westminster, to Michael Bruce, and to Steve Hollowitz for hosting me. Actually, I kind of invited myself, so I'm not sure that they're hosting as much as I'm inflicting my talents upon them. But it's lovely to be here. I'm enjoying my stay in London very much. And it's lovely to see Michael Bruce in his new home. I promised him when he left Regina that once he was settled, provided they had an organ, I would come and play a recital. So it's a thrill to be here and to present this program to you. The Toccata and Fugue needs no explanation or introduction. It's a favorite of many people. It's a good way to blow dust out of the pipes, get the bats all excited. So it's a good start to a program. There's a lot of French music, as you'll notice, on the program tonight. There were two great periods of organ composition in French history, one being the Baroque and one being middle to late Romantic into the 20th and 21st centuries. The next piece hails from neither of those, but from a tiny period in between in which music became very decadent, even music in church, for which this piece would have been written. A sortie is an exit piece, so a recessional. If you don't smile or chuckle during this next piece, then you probably need therapy.
Thank you.
So that was Louis Lefebvre Vély, who is never to be taken very seriously. He will be followed by someone who is a very serious contributor to the French organ literature, and that is Louis Vierne, who was titular organist at Notre Dame in Paris at a very distressing time. There had been a lot of damage done to the cathedral, damage to the organ in civil wars, and he toured North America in order to raise funds for the organ. He had a very tragic life. Louis Vierne was almost blind from birth and attended a special school for the blind in France. His hero was César Franck, and he managed to get into Franck's organ class just before Franck died. His father died. His uncle, who had overseen his musical education, died young. A very tragic figure. And he wrote, by and large, very serious music. I've come to study his music only fairly recently in my lifetime, and I have a great appreciation for the depth of craftsmanship that is in his works. So I wanted to play quite a bit of his music tonight. There's one piece that I will not be playing of this set. I overpadded things a little bit with the knowledge that I'd probably let one of them go when I got here. So I won't play the second one, the impromptu, but I'd like to play these ones as a set and ask that you hold your applause until a carillon. There'll be two carillons tonight on the program. You've got two toccatas and two carillons, so I like to think of it as a two-for-one evening here at St. James. So we'll hear the aubade, the prelude, and then the carillon de Lampon by Louis Vierne.
Thank you.
Now you know why I call it the Organ Blaster Program. So we follow this with another Frenchman. Théodore Dubois was at one time head of the Paris Conservatoire, which is probably the top position for musicians in France. I've known this piece for quite a long time, and I remember being in Calgary for an academy decades ago, and there was a young man playing the piece. I remember the father saying to me, he is another organist, and he said, I always think about this piece as being such a youthful piece. You know, it's so appropriate for a young person. So I've played it ever since.
Thank you.
So now we come to the only piece by an Italian on the program. Interestingly, I don't play a lot of Italian music. There's a lot of early Italian music, and then there's not much known about the organ music of Italy for centuries. So this is an interesting piece. Bossi was one of those performers who traveled to North America and traveled by ship. And I gather that he met his end when there was a ship collision. It sank. And he lost his life when he was on an organ tour. So I always think, you know, if you're going to tour, keep it within your own country. I'm not yet brave enough to travel by water to vast places. But it's a very charming piece. And the thing that I particularly like for this instrument is that it allows me to make good use of the antiphonal division, which is behind you. So be prepared for some stereophonic effects. It's hard to believe that brings us to the last piece on the program. So a few things that I want to remember to say here. There will be a question and answer part to the program after this last piece, and I invite you to ask any questions you might have about the instrument. Oh, you have to wait. Somebody's got their hand up already. Very good. Just hang on to that thought, please, for one more piece. I'm going to ask the Reverend Michael Bruce to moderate that part of the program. I did this in Regina during an arts festival. I played a short program and then followed it with a question and answer period. It informed me and reminded me what an interesting instrument it is that I play. It's something that I've played for a long time, for most of my life. So I forget sometimes how interesting it is for people who don't know how the instrument works or even where it's located. So I invite you to ask any questions you have about how I trained to play the instrument or how long it took me to learn to play it well or where the pipes are housed. Any questions? There's no silly questions. At the end of the night, I'm hoping that we'll get to sing a hymn together before we leave. And again, I took inspiration from a convention I was at last year with an American group, the Oregon Historical Society, and it is their practice at every recital to have the audience sing a hymn. It's a really delightful thing to do, so I hope you're up for that. Don't leave. We're going to lock the doors now, so there's no escape. So now to the last piece of the performance part of the program, another piece by Vierne. This is a piece that I started many times and put away and started and put away and started and put away. And when I was planning the program, I was originally planning a different carillon to end the program with. And then I remembered that this is the Westminster carillon. And when I realized that I was playing at St. James Westminster, it just seemed as if divine inspiration landed in my lap. This was the time to finish the piece. So this will be the first time I've played this piece publicly tonight. I would invite your prayers that it goes well. It's a tricky piece, but it's a fantastic piece. It's always been one of my favorites, and it's on the Big Ben theme. And the story is that Vierne was in London, heard the theme, and after he left, as a homage to his journey and a sort of thanks to the people who had hosted him, he wrote this piece, but he wrote the theme from memory, and so it's not quite identical to the Big Ben, but it's close enough. You'll get the idea.